Welcome back to the Broward Capital Startup Sales Podcast. Today, my guest is James Weitzman. He's the Director of Business Development at Cockroach Labs. You probably know them as the makers of Cockroach DB. We're going to discuss today a sales concept that he's thought up and implemented. It's called the Why, Try, Buy method for open source sales. James, welcome to the show.
Mike, thank you for having me.
So before we jump in, tell us a little bit about you. What's your background?
Yeah, happy. So I actually got my start in the tech world working here for you.
What?
At Barry Capital. So thank you for that. That was a fantastic experience. Summer after I graduated from school, I helped start a company that is now known as WorkFrame. They're based in New York City, and they're helping kind of consolidate the entire real estate buying process from when you are looking to a new office, you need new furniture, you need new desks, IT, all that stuff. After that, I had a small stint in Action IQ, and now I work at Cockroach Labs.
And maybe just tell most of the open source community will understand Cockroach and the product, but for those that don't, maybe just give us your quick blurb on the business.
Yes, I'll give you the quick pitch. So Cockroach Labs is an open source distributed SQL database purpose-built for the cloud. You can run it anywhere on Google Cloud Platform, AWS, DigitalOcean. You can download it on your own computer today, run it on mainframe, wherever.
And how? Where's the business today? Status?
Yeah,
size?
The business is doing fantastic. So when I started, we were around 30 people, mid to late 2017. We are now steadily approaching 100.
Whoa.
So it's been some pretty cool growth to see.
Good investors, right?
Amazing investors. Benchmark, Google Ventures, Redpoint.
Cool.
Yeah, good investors, good people.
Great New York based company.
Yes, based right, in New nice. York, right?
Right. Any other offices?
Yeah, our office is 53 West 23rd.
Okay, anywhere else or just New York?
Yeah, we have offices in San Francisco, Boston, Seattle.
So many offices you don't even...
So many offices I can't even keep track these
right.
days.
All right, last question before we jump into it. I ask this to every podcast guest. What is one thing that no one on this podcast will know about you?
Every man in my family is above 6 feet tall, and I'm 5'9", and I think it's unfair.
What? How does this manifest itself? Do you get made fun of because you're less than 6 feet?
You know, I just wish I was a little bit taller. That's all.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would know that about you unless they knew your family.
No.
All right. Well, let's just jump into it. So, you know, this concept, why try buy, some of the components of it are well known. I don't think anyone's strung it together the way that you have. What are the origins? How did you come up with this? Where does this come from? Maybe just give us or unpack for us what the founding story of this concept is for you.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, my background before Cockroach was not in open source, so I had a lot to learn both about how important open source community is to an open source business, you know, along with the pitfalls of it as well. So, you know, we built this incredible community. We started as a project on GitHub. It really picked up some steam, and they're really people who love Cockroach DB. And part of that is because it's an open source company. And when you're an open source company, people can go to your website, download your software, and you don't know who they are. And from the background I'm from, you know, you have millions of different inbound forms or ways to track your users. So that was kind of my first foray into, okay, this is a little bit different than the stuff I've done in the past, and I need to create a kind of buying framework that is going to work for me here.
Got it. And what, maybe just give us the high level numbers, you don't know, whatever is public, but when you're talking about this size, what's kind of the order of magnitude? Like how many people actually,
we're talking about millions of downloads.
Okay.
Downloads in the millions for sure.
And you don't know anything about these people.
So we'll get into this a little bit later on the podcast for sure. But
when you started,
you have the ability right now, or any listener has the ability right now, to go to our website, download our binary.
Sure.
Boom. I don't know who they are.
Okay. And so, you come into this role and there's millions of these people.
So we, you know, before I started, team was like 30. It was like 25 engineers. We had a head of marketing, head of community. She's amazing. And then they brought in myself to do business development, someone to run sales and someone to run sales engineering. And those two are kind of, you know, they've worked in the field forever. So it was nothing was new to them. To me, it was a whole new world.
Yeah.
So I had to figure out a way that I thought was scalable that I could teach people who were, you know, we were hiring down the line who maybe hadn't been working in this field before, you know, an easier way to pick this stuff up.
And Action IQ was where you were before that.
Yep.
I obviously know that as Bowery is an investor in that company, but that's, you know, six figure plus annual contract value.
Right,
so
right.
Arguably the complete opposite of this selling model, right?
Right. So our open source version is free.
Right.
And then we have an enterprise version as well.
Okay.
So we're talking six figures.
Yeah, yeah,
you
sure.
know, into the seven figures when you get to the enterprise level. And then we obviously have, you know, to compete with the AWSs and the GCPs of the world who give $100,000 of free credits a year,
right.
We have startup version for companies who need our enterprise features but can't afford to pay,
sure.
you know, massive fees.
All right, so you come from this outbound selling model, Action IQ, heavy account executive, into an open source world of millions of people you don't know about, and you come up with this concept, Why Try By. Maybe just give the listeners a view into what is this at a high level in terms of the concept.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, obviously when I started, we had no paying customers, and the goal was to get paying customers.
Yeah.
Of course, right? So our investors are amazing. They backed us to the point where they said, build this the right way. We think this could be the database of the future. We don't want you guys to make money early and sacrifice on the technology, but this is going to have to turn to, you know, a real business one day. And it has, very much so. We're obviously scaling like crazy. And as I kind of went through these initial early conversations and then we started to get our first few customers, I recognized a pattern. And that's what I now call the Why Try a Buy method, which is still being perfected every day. But really, the first level of why is why Cockroach, right? So someone comes to our site. Maybe they're going to go download the free version. Maybe they want to get on a call. They just need to be educated on why Cockroach? Why are we the best database for them? Why do they need to avoid vendor lock-in? Why do they need the highest level of consistency within our database? Why do they need to be always on? You know, the features of Cockroach, why those are important to them and why it's different from any other database. So that's kind of where I started. And that's typical prospecting, you know, doing your initial conversations with people, going through, making sure that you're asking all the right questions. That's kind of the why. That's not much different from a normal sale, right? You want to explain to them what your product does and why it's the best within its field. So I had a lot of those why conversations, why Cockroach, right? And then those turned into people trying Cockroach. First, you can go to our website. Like I said, we're an open source company. You can download Cockroach for free. Get more people to try Cockroach, right? We want the increase in downloads to go up. We want the virality to go up. It's just great for our business. But there are certain enterprises who need enterprise features, which we offer, which the free version doesn't have and the enterprise version does have. And then those people, which I'll dive into a little bit further later on the podcast, those people can move from try to buy.
Okay, so basically we're talking marketing tactics and converting to sale tactics to convert a larger customer, essentially.
Yeah, I'm not reinventing the wheel here at all.
Yeah.
It's not like it's stuff that hasn't been done in the past. I just thought the framework, it rhymed, you know,
yeah.
Why Try Buy, it sounds good. And two, I think for either, you know, any normal non-database, non-open source company, they can use parts of this. This is still being perfected. I think that a lot of people can use this method for sure.
Okay. Let's dive into the why, then the try, then the buy, because it seems like you have a lot of learnings and specifics. So maybe just walk us through the why.
Yeah.
Where did you start? What did you learn? What are some of the specifics?
Yeah. So early on in the why, when you're creating a new technology, you've created a new technology and you need, you know, sales is as much marketing is, because you've got to have word of mouth and get it out there. The why is really you're figuring out people's problems, understanding their use cases, and then tying those back to Cockroach. Simple sales, right? If you're not doing that in sales, you're probably struggling to start with. So there's nothing new there. So like I said earlier, you know, why they need Cockroach can depend on a few things. If you're a financial application, you need our consistency, right? If you're a banking application, you need transactions to be correct. If you're an online retailer, you need to be always on, right? You can't have your site go down. You can't have, if you're a massive retailer, brick and mortar store like a Walmart or a Target, you need your cashier registers to work, right? That type of stuff. So Cockroach will allow them to do all these things. And then they start to say, oh, wow, why Cockroach? Because it allows me to achieve all of these different capabilities that other database vendors haven't in the past.
And how did you architect this? Was it mostly, hey, I come into the organization, we have this website, it doesn't really get at the why, let's have a meeting with product and marketing and whatever, and we need to sort of change the copy? Were you talking to customers? I mean, how do you draw out the why,
I think early on, obviously, when you're a much smaller company, it's easier for everyone to get together and have those conversations. When you grow to 100 and 100 plus, you
know, harder, yeah.
A lot harder, people become specialized. I think, you know, we started to see things happen in the market that made the why maybe a little bit easier for me. First, Kubernetes, you know, we are the database to deploy Kubernetes with, easiest database to do it on, took off, right? So everyone's using Kubernetes. You know, at first I thought maybe Kubernetes would just be something that smaller startups, you know, at the front of the pack use. Next thing we know, everyone's using it, from the smallest companies in the world to the big banks. Perfect fit for us. So why Cockroach? Because we can deploy it with Kubernetes, with pods and orchestration, better than any other database. And then there were also some real life examples that we saw that made it pretty evident why Cockroach needs to, you know, be the database for the customer. You've seen Wells Fargo has the ATM outages. People can't access their online accounts. People can't use their credit cards. That's the type of stuff that wouldn't happen on Cockroach. So the whys actually kind of came to us and allowed me to better understand, okay, this actually makes sense from a why perspective.
And so you're synthesizing all this information, it's sort of internal, meaning you're talking to customers, you're spending time sort of in the field with people, these 5 million people or whatever, but then it's external, meaning you read these news articles and Wells Fargo, and you're kind of generating the marketing message, which is the why. How frequently do you do this, and what's the, like, will you revisit the why every month, week, whatever?
I mean, yeah, I think it's always an ongoing process. I think the why actually, I mean, as we add new features and become an even better database, the why will always develop. But I think there are a few key things within the why that will always stand true. You know, for an online retailer, you need to be always on and highly available. For a gaming company or a finance company, you need your data to be consistent. We have serializable isolation. These are things that are not going to change. And things that within other databases, you know, can cost a lot of money, or they just don't do them from a SQL standpoint. And every business has, you know, global aspirations of having user bases all over the world. You know, that's the goal of a business. They call it the FANG architecture, you know, Facebook, Apple, and so forth. Every business has global scale aspirations, and we allow them to do that. That's another reason why, you know, some of the why doesn't change.
And then maybe convert me from the why to the try, and let's move into the try bucket of this.
Totally. So I go through an initial sales call, maybe two or three, and, you know, my prospect is interested in Cockroach. You know, we have the flexibility, and this is one of the best things about open source, is someone can just go to our website right now, download Cockroach, start trying it, spin up a cluster, they're ready to go. You know, with other companies that aren't open source, you have to go through a buying process or go through a paid POC just to try it. So that's something that we have to our advantage, which we need to use. So people go on and try, and I either know that they're trying or I don't. But
so you're just looking at usage?
Well, not even that. It's either someone's come in to me inbound, you know, prior to the why, and has either tested on their own, right? So they download a Cockroach. They don't even need the why. Right. So what I recognized is I didn't think that up front, if someone had come in and said, I already downloaded Cockroach, I love this tool, I want to use it. I think if you hammer in on the why too much, you can actually waste your time. And that's why this applies to the open source and freemium model, because people are actually trying things without you knowing they are. So if you push too hard on the why when someone's already tried the latest version of Cockroach, I think that that can hurt you. So you try to get through, obviously, the main questions that you need to. Is this use case a fit? Who's your economic buyer? Who's the champion? All of the stuff that you see in enterprise sales. But you don't need to push too hard about features and stuff like that because they've already tried it and they're familiar with the tool. They might need a little refresher, of course, and I'm always happy to do that. But the people who've either tried prior to coming in or after a call feel comfortable trying, I bucket them into the try.
And then what are you working through during the try piece to, obviously you want to, you know, convert them to the buy,
of course,
but we've
of
gone
course.
From why so to try. So what happens here?
With the goal of buy in sight, you know, try can really mean two things. People can do their own self POCs, right? We have competitors who will get POC'd against. They're trying and stacking up databases and seeing which one works well for them. You know, or if it's a massive enterprise client, we'll do the POC with them, right? So once you get into the try, you can get bucketed down into kind of two other levels. But really it means try is they've understand the capabilities of Cockroach. They know why. Now they're trying. They might be trying on their own. They might be trying with our help, but they're trying.
Okay. What's the any logical conversion that you can share or what you would tend to see if you were kind of coaching a open source founder saying, hey, you got millions up here and then this is, should be the try kind of piece?
Yeah, I mean, we have, you know, there are numbers out there. If you look on Google and you look on HubSpot.com and a couple different blog posts of the metrics that you should see from top level funnel all the way into buy, from, you know, how many people who, you know, request a white paper or watch a webinar. We have all these stats on, you know, the proper number of conversion rates that we should be seeing. Those I cannot share with you. But we do have them. They are out there. They're also publicly available. And there are some high level KPIs that you definitely do want to be hitting if you're using this method. Because a lot of it is obviously, you know, revolves around inbound marketing.
Got it. And then, so maybe convert us from the try to the buy and walk us through that bucket and what that looks like.
Yeah, totally. So obviously once you get to the buy and for me, the buy means we are now in a spot where this company is fully bought into Cockroach, or they haven't and they're not buying, and you want to disqualify them out as possible,
which is sometimes a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You want to disqualify, you know, as quickly as you can, fail as fast as you can. I mean, pretty much, let me go back to the why for a sec. The why is you need to qualify as quickly as possible, right? And make sure that this is a fit, because if you move people down to try and then buy and it's not a fit, it's a waste of everyone's time. So you don't want to do that. So yeah, obviously the whole time you're qualifying, you get to the buy. And for me, like I said, the buy is really you're at contract negotiation stage, right? They've tried it. They're bought in. Going forward, they understand what's coming in Cockroach and in future releases. Once they've tried it and they're happy, you're negotiating a large multi-year enterprise deal. You're talking to a startup about how you're helping them save money. You know, you can use your AWS credits or your GCP credits in the cloud, but you can use Cockroach to get capabilities that you can't elsewhere by using, you know, enterprise. Feature-wise, support-wise, you know, support is obviously hugely important when you're buying, you know, an enterprise database that's new and you have people who've been used to the Oracles of the world, the MySQLs, Postgres, so on and so forth. You know, a tool this important at the kernel of your technology stack can take a lot to learn. So there's a lot of buying in that needs to go on. And, you know, sometimes before the buy, we need to go in and do training, right? So the method is not perfect. Like I said, it's not why try training buy.
Right. And what, within the buy piece, how are you kind of dealing with the conversion from try to buy, right? Because you'll have some people that are time wasters and sort of constantly attempting to get you to keep the try phase going so that they don't necessarily have to pay. Do you gate? Do you shut it down? Do you, you know, what are some of the tactics you use?
We have, you know, free support and then we have enterprise support. At a certain level, we can't prioritize our community free support, right? We have millions of downloads. It's pretty hard to do. We have an amazing support team, but you know, enterprise customers who have the ability to influence roadmaps or, you know, work with us on partnerships and stuff like that, they're going to get higher level support because they're paying us. So there are times that we have, and I think probably every company in its infancy stages has spent too much time with a customer who doesn't buy. You know, we sell into two markets. So we sell into the mid-market, which we, you know, we call the sub 1 billion market, and then the enterprise market. For sub 1 billion, there's less loopholes to go through. There might not be vendor management. There might not be as many red lines. So it's easier for us to work with a smaller guy who there's less to trip over just because there's less going on within their organization. When you get to the enterprise level, it can get very, very tricky. Obviously, there's massive red lines. Obviously, you have to go through a long vendor management cycle. But, you know, what we do and comes from our CRO down is our goal is to support the customer. So if there's any way we can, we will. That being said, you can't get free support forever.
Sure, sure. Couple of closing questions.
Well, you can't get free support forever if you're using open source.
Right, right. You know, you've obviously talked to founders about this at this point and sort of put this into practice yourself. What are some of the areas that people get most tripped up on? You know, is it the why? Is it the try? Is it the buy? What's the, you know, kind of tips and tricks and stuff like that?
Well, I think, you know, first, not every business has a try. Right. So this is probably more so for, it makes more sense for freemium models or for open source models, because there is no try for Action IQ, right? So this method doesn't work for everyone because for most people, there isn't a try.
So you got to kind of think about this if you're a freemium or an open source.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're in the business of doing tons of paid POCs,
sure, yeah.
Which, you know, everyone has a certain feeling about, but yeah, exactly.
Okay. Any other areas people get tripped up on?
You know, I think just the why is another way to look at qualifying. And I think most of sales is qualifying. So you need to do a fantastic job as early on as you can to make sure that that why / you know, qualifying phase, you check all the check marks.
Got it. All right. So we've talked about your background. We've talked about Cockroach. You're a lot shorter than your relatives.
Even my mother is 5'9". And, you know, this past weekend was Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you.
We talked about the why, the try, the buy. Any final kind of thoughts or tips or tricks? Obviously, those that are interested in Cockroach should go and sign up. But
yeah, so I've become a huge fan of the freemium / open source model from working at Cockroach. I mean, I've seen it work. It's not for every single business, but I think there are probably businesses right now that could be utilizing freemium or open source that are not. You know, as the Amazons of the world try to go in and steal your IP and then openly distributed to the world, you know, people are a little wary of open source because you can go in, see the code, go on GitHub, you know, see everything we've built. At the same time, it's built this community. You know, I'll be walking in the airport wearing a Cockroach Labs t-shirt and someone will come up to me and be like, I am obsessed with Cockroach. This is the coolest tool. I'm working on my personal project. And, you know, whether it's marketing tech or ad tech or fintech or whatever it is, I think there are ways to utilize freemium or open source. And I would suggest people to look into it.
Cool. Love that. All right, James, thanks so much for coming on to the show. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure being here. Oh yeah, I
no more.